Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. If it had not, my God, I could just stay there all day. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You kept my enemies away. Oh, God. And even in the dark clouds, you came through shining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Giving honor to God who is worthy of all praise, all glory, and adoration. To my pastor, Reverend Gary A. Coulter, to Lady Diane Coulter, ministers, deacons, deaconesses, my Mount Lebanon church family, any visiting clergy or listening clergy, my family, and to those that are listening, guests, on today I bring you greetings in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Sister Crystal, for just setting the atmosphere. You always seem to know which song to come with. Why? Because you are led by the Holy Spirit. And on today, I just give God thanks for you, my brothers and sisters and guests that are joining. We come to praise the Lord. We come to worship the Lord. After all, it's Pentecost Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. Let us get the worship and the praise unto God started. Early will we seek the Lord. I will be coming from Acts 1, verse 8, and I'll be reading the King James Version. Acts 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Let us pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that I stand before you on today. Lord God, knowing that I'm not even worthy to stand before your sacred throne. But thank you, Lord God, for your son Jesus and for his blood that was shed that gave me access unto you, God, that I can come into your throne room on this morning. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. And on today, God, as we come, oh God, to celebrate this Pentecost Sunday, remembering, oh God, how your Holy Spirit came down and rest upon men. On today, Lord God, we need a Pentecost experience. We need, oh God, to hear a word from you, oh God, that will, oh God, uplift our spirit, Father God, that will quicken us in our spirit, Lord God, that, Lord God, we will continue to stay faithful and truthful unto you and to the calling that you have placed upon us. Bless your people, O God, who have come to hear from you on today, O God. May you, O God, move by your mighty power in their lives on today, at this very hour, Father. It is in the name of Jesus that I come before you, O God, and I ask, God, that you take over this service. You put the words in my mouth to say, Father God, you, O God, lead, and as you lead, I will follow, God. It's in the name of Jesus that I do pray and give you thanks and say amen and amen. Keeping in mind our theme for this year, there is a divine plan for our or your divine purpose. I will be preaching from the topic, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, is the third person in the Trinity. Yet some believers rarely speak about him. Some don't acknowledge his work, and some still deny the very existence of the Holy Ghost. But on today, on this Pentecost Sunday, I come to remind us that we cannot make it on this spiritual journey or in this life without the Holy Ghost. In order for God's divine plan to be fulfilled in our lives and our divine purpose to be revealed, We need the Holy Ghost. Brethren, as I look back to my childhood and growing up in the church, I was around people who were wise enough to connect with the Holy Ghost. And because of that, I was fortunate to see the move and work of the Holy Ghost as people were set free from demonic forces. People were delivered from the shackles and strongholds of sin, and people were healed from diverse sicknesses and diseases. Even though I was a child and didn't fully understand it, I look back now and can honestly say those were the best years of my life, as I call them, the good old days. I was able to witness how when the Holy Ghost came down upon the believers and the power of Almighty God overshadowed them, any believers who were dead in spirit will come alive again, and any believers who were spiritually sleeping would be awakened, and all will be let loose to worship and jump and sing and shout in the spirit, praising God. I'm talking about real worship, not performance, real worship. Believers who had a grand time in the Lord. As I considered those days, I truly, truly miss them. We need to bring them back. I'm talking about the days when people were sold out for God, when people would lay prostrate or face down before Almighty God, giving reverence to Him in prayer and worship, pouring out and waiting for their souls to be re-cleansed, refilled, re-energized, revived, and restored. I'm talking about a Pentecost experience. So what is that like? Before going there, let's look at the divine plan of God. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4 informs us that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and that He rose again, or was resurrected on the third day. After which He was seen by about 500 of His brethren, including His disciples. Acts 1:3 says Jesus showed Himself alive to the apostles, formerly known as the disciples, for 40 days after His resurrection, and He spake with them of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. According to the divine plan, Acts 1:4 and 5 says, and Jesus, being assembled together with His apostles, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which they had heard from Him. The divine plan was set forth as Jesus declares, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. But one might ask, why do we need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost if we are already baptized with water? Jesus said it best in John 3 and 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Therefore, people of God, we need the Holy Ghost. As I look at the text today in Acts 1, 8, it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That sounds like a divine plan to me. And you shall be my witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That's our divine purpose. Wherefore, brethren, we need the Holy Ghost power to do the work of the Lord, to empower us to be witnesses about the gospel or the good news of Jesus Christ to people in our community, surrounding communities, and even to the furthest part of the earth. That sounds like everywhere to me. We have to go and tell of the wondrous love of Jesus. Tell how He was crucified by being nailed to the cross and He died for our sins. Tell how He was taken down and was buried in a tomb, but tell how God on the third day rose Him from the dead, and because He lived, we live unto day. Salvation is come unto us. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Acts 1:9 says when Jesus had spoken those things to his disciples, while they looked at him, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. Basically, Jesus Christ had to ascend or to be taken up into heaven in order for the Holy Ghost, the promise, to come. In John 16:7-8, in conversation with his disciples, Jesus told them, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate or the comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment." Brethren, Jesus Christ is true to his promises. It was for our benefit that he died on the cross, and for our advantage that he was resurrected and he went back to heaven. Why was this necessary? Acts 2 says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it was fully come because Jesus had ascended back to heaven in order for the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost, to come and dwell permanently within us. Pentecost means 50. Jesus Christ returned to glory on the 40th day after his resurrection. So, brethren, the promise was delivered 10 days later. That's a little while, brethren. Hallelujah, God. Acts 2:1 reveals that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the disciples and others were all with one accord, meaning they were unified in one place. Verse 2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. In other words, when the time set forth by Abba Father for the Holy Ghost to come, the apostles and others who loved Jesus Christ and obeyed his command or divine rule not to leave Jerusalem and to wait for the promise of the Father had positioned themselves to receive the promise. Hallelujah, God. We know it was about 120 of them who were gathered with one accord in prayer and supplication in an upper room, according to Acts 1:14-15. Now we see, again, they were all with one accord, all unified in one place when the Holy Ghost descended upon them. Brethren, the power of heaven will come down when we worship God together in spirit and in truth. We will know when it happened because our spiritual senses will be activated. How do I know this? You see, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost showed up, the sense of hearing was triggered first. They heard a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Next, the sound of sight was triggered, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire. Next, the sense of touch or feel was triggered as the cloven tongues of fire sat on each of them. Next, the spiritual taste was triggered as they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit or the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. The ability to speak in other languages that they did not know, but the people from every nation who spoke those languages heard them and understood them. Brethren, I say again, we need the Holy Ghost. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. Again, I say we need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, oh God. I don't know about you, but on this Pentecost Sunday, the message of Jesus Christ is still speaking to us as his disciples on today, as he did to his apostles at that time. I wonder how many of us are willing to wait for the promise of Jehovah God and are expecting the promise to show up today in this service. After all, this is Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah, God. My God, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. My God, my God, my God. It was during a time like this when the Holy Ghost came down from heaven and sat upon the followers of Jesus Christ, and power was given to them by the Holy Ghost. I know the Holy Ghost lives within our hearts because 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 tell us that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in us, which we have from God. But I don't know about you, brethren, on today, I want the Holy Ghost to show up in the space that is created for worship unto God. We are already in one place. I just need us to be with one accord where every heart is focused on God today. I come to remind you that the day of Pentecost is fully come. The promise is here. We need a sudden move from God on today. We need to hear a sound from heaven. We need to feel the rush as of a mighty wind. We need the place where we're sitting or standing to be filled with the glory of God. We need to feel the power as the Holy Ghost come upon us. We need to feel the fire of the Holy Ghost sit on each of us. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost that we can speak in other languages as the Holy Ghost give utterance. My God, my God. I don't know about you, brethren, but on today, I need to hear from Abba Father through the Holy Ghost, because I need a revival in my soul. I need a fresh anointing of the oil of God flowing my way. I need to have more power of the Holy Ghost within me. I need a fire that will burn up every sinful way within me. I need rebaptism of the Holy Ghost to give me a new sense of direction, new revelation, and a new spiritual insight. Hallelujah, God. I don't want to leave church the same way I came this morning. I need a touch from the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I need the Holy Ghost to show up in my life. I need a Holy Ghost fire to move in me on today. I need a Jeremiah experience where the word of the Lord is in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones that I cannot hold it any longer. I believe God's word to be true when further in Acts 2 God said, "And it shall come to pass that in the last days I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your men shall see vision, and your whole men shall have dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath." You see, brethren, contrary to what others believe, I am one who still believes that God's majestic power and his ability to do miracles, signs, and wonders in this house, in this hurt, through his people, still can be done. Brethren, I promise that if you stay true in worship from the heart to the Lord, after all, he said, if you search for him with all your heart, that you will find him. I believe if you do that, the Holy Ghost will show up. I am a witness. I have personally experienced the power and the move of the Holy Ghost in worship, even alone. That's my testimony, brethren. Church, the prayer of faith is what moves God to come down and dwell among us. Psalms 22 and 3 tells us God inhabits the praises of his people, meaning he dwells, he lives in our praises. He occupies or abides wherever there are praises and worship unto him. I dare you to praise God on today. I dare you to lift up his name on today. I dare you to worship him on today. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. It is with sincere worship that we invite the Holy Ghost to come in. As the writer says, welcome, 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 blessed Holy Ghost, we welcome you. Come with fire and fill our temple. Holy Ghost, we welcome you. In closing, according to scripture, we need the Holy Ghost to pour God's love into us. We need the Holy Ghost in order to keep ourselves in the love of God. We need the Holy Ghost in order to pray in the Spirit. We need the Holy Ghost power to help us remain filled with all joy and peace from Allah Father, the God of hope. We need the Holy Ghost to teach us all things and bring all things to our memory, whatever Jesus, the Word, has said to us. We need the Holy Ghost to reveal our spiritual gifts. We need the Holy Ghost in order to know the deep things of God. We need the Holy Ghost that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. We need the Holy Ghost to seal us unto the day of redemption. We need the Holy Ghost to speak through us when we are set up by the enemy and don't know what to say. We need the Holy Ghost to lead us and testify that we are sons and daughters of God. We need the Holy Ghost in order to be productive, to bear fruit for God. We need the Holy Ghost to work the gift in us. We need the Holy Ghost to convict us that we can repent before it's too late. We need the Holy Ghost in order to gain wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and counsel of God. We need the Holy Ghost to help in our weakness or infirmities. We need the Holy Ghost to help us control this flesh. We need the Holy Ghost to reveal to us what is to come. We need the Holy Ghost because He is life. We need the Holy Ghost to anoint and sanctify us. And we need the Holy Ghost to help us walk in the laws of the Lord and keep us obedient to the Lord's rule. Mount Lebanon and guests, no matter how we look at it, in order to survive, we need the Holy Ghost. There are rough days ahead. We will only make it by the power and the aid of the Holy Ghost. Romans 8, 26 and 27 says, when we don't know what to pray for as we should, the Holy Ghost intercedes for us through wordless groans in accordance with the will of God. We need Him to pray for us. We need Him to talk to God for us. We need Him to console us. We need Him that when we're going through the valleys of the shadows of death, God is with us. So on today, my brethren, we need the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for showing up in my life. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for showing up in Mount Lebanon. To God be the glory. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. God bless you and thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, move by your power, God. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. Oh, show up in this space, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoot up a fire within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. Oh, we magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, we need you, Holy Ghost. We need you, Holy Ghost. We need you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, rest upon us, Holy Ghost. Rest upon us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed Holy Ghost, we welcome you. Oh, blessed Holy Ghost, we welcome you, God. Hallelujah.
Yamashi de Dios Sunday. Hey, oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you and today. Oh, dwell among us, God. Dwell among us. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Inhabit our praise, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen.